You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
I'm thrilled that you're here. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat it now. On today's episode, we're going to talk about finding your focus for success. So I don't know about you, but when I'm working towards a goal and it starts feeling like I might not achieve it, or maybe it's taking longer than I want it to, I tend to start just get moving. There's a host of activities I can engage in to try to just make that thing happen. And you feel all this oomph and stress as you work and you toil and you're busy and you're anxious and, just on overload. But is that really what finding success looks like? I must admit, it's happened from time to time during the launch of this podcast. I mean, this is my 18th episode and, you know, I'm still getting my sea legs in the whole podcast thing. It's, you know, I'm already running a busy business and coaching and speaking. And so now I'm doing the podcast. And it can be really nerve-wracking putting yourself out there to the scrutiny of the world. And then, you know, I've for so long had a desire to help more and more people remove the drama that steals focus in their business. So I feel this big push to get my information to as many leaders and entrepreneurs as possible. And through podcasting, it now might happen. But I can begin to feel anxious and then get caught up in looking at stats or comparing myself to other people. You know, how's it going? And I don't really have a lot of frame of reference. I mean, I just want the information out there. I just want, you know, people who are passionate about the work that they're doing to get their teams aligned so that they can remove that frustration so they can get their stuff done and make their big goals, their big vision happen. You know, but when I start to feel anxious and start doing all the comparing and, you know, I end up with all this busyness and none of it's really helping me meet my objective of helping more people, of providing this information. If only our success could be directly proportional to the velocity of our actions, right? Or if it could somehow guarantee our achievements, then we could all do our way to success. But you know what? Busyness does not equal effective. Inactivity isn't an immediate path to success. If our full motivation is action, we may lose much of our focus. Because often in our race to get in action, we forget to just be, consider, and contemplate. We lose the opportunity to generate creative, focused action. And that's what really can lead to success. You know, that activity and anxiety is just drama, right? It's stealing our focus. In our businesses, even in the simplest challenges can seem daunting as we get caught up in the hamster wheel of doing to get. Our to-do lists get out of control as we write, type, and capture actions on paper, task lists and task lists. So we type and capture actions on paper, task lists, and sticky notes. We focus on getting things checked off over what's the best use of our time. So we might look for the quickest thing, you know, the easiest thing. I just want to get some stuff done, right? My big thing is I just want to get it off my plate. And then we forget to prioritize instead. So it's about accomplishing what's maybe the easiest or just get it off the plate. I just want to be done with it versus what's the most important. I've coached so many clients through many situations where the real response was not to do, but to stop. As a leader, you need time to sit, think, and contemplate about what was, what's next, and which specific actions put you on the path to your destination. I recommend taking time out at least once a week to think about your business. You know, the work on your business, not in it concept. Call it what you'd like, Starbucks time, contemplative minutes, me time, creativity hour. Carve it out and hold it sacred. Find a way to communicate to your team that this is the anti-interruption time. Put a sign on your door, mark it in a shared calendar, leave the premises if you can, and during that time, brainstorm, think, and be. Ponder, dream, brainstorm, vision, create, design those targeted, focused actions. Do anything but worry, stress, task, or perseverate. Worry and fear just steals the focus and zaps your creative thought. Using time this way is a great investment in your business. It will encourage you to slow down and really put thoughts into your next moves. You can really be intentional with your time. That's what's so important when you're busy and you have big goals that you're shooting for. And if you're in a time of transition, it's even more important. I've coached so many of my clients through challenging times of significant change. And over, I have to remind them that this might not be a time for doing. Give yourself grace and some nice downtime. I've dubbed it the cocoon phase. So, you know, I guess giving it a name always seems to give my clients license to take the time, because I guess even though I'm encouraging them not to do something by dubbing it, giving it a name, the cocoon phase, now it feels part of their process. And it really is. But during the cocoon phase, you think, contemplate, maybe heal, generate, prepare. Often it takes a lot more thinking and being than doing during a great time of transition. It's like the butterfly. You tuck in for a bit, undergo a metamorphosis, and emerge all new on the other side. So my action step for you today is to determine when your downtime will be. Will you schedule it weekly, bi-weekly, monthly? Will it be in 1 hour, 4 hours, 2 hours? Find the time that you can carve out. And then during that time, what time of day are you most creative? You really want to use some high energy creative hours, you know, when you're going to take this time. Where will you go? Is there a good place where you can detach from the hum and the drum and the busyness of the office or your business? How will you communicate to your team so that you can actually do it? You know, a lot of my clients will sit in their office and they'll say, everyone just keeps knocking on the door because they know I'm in here. So you need to let your team know, because otherwise they're too excited to find you so easily. Without a solid plan, with all those things in place, it's not going to happen. And then once you get there, focus, create, be, and enjoy. Taking that time to find your focus is the true path to success. Busyness just takes up our energy and our time. So make sure that you're finding your focus so you're using your time well. So thanks so much for joining me today. Just some super quick tips today. If you found value, please go to my website, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast site to subscribe. I'd love it if you would leave a review. Other people can find the podcast more easily with more reviews. And also support this mission by sharing it with others. You can easily share right from my site to your social media platforms, or just give a call or tell someone the old-fashioned way. I am on a mission to defeat drama organization by organization. So the wider this information can get, the quicker you can jump on board with me and let's get on this mission together. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time. Have a great day, and I will see you soon.